1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Former President Trump seemingly juggling two court cases today. He's in New York for his hush money trial, but weighed in on Supreme Court arguments in Washington over possible immunity from prosecution for January 6th.
The president has to have immunity. If you don't have immunity, you just have a ceremonial president.
New York's highest court overturned Harvey Weinstein's 2020 rape conviction today for admitting improper testimony in the case. Tarana Burke led the Me Too movement that originally outed the movie mogul.
This is not a blow to the movement. It is a clarion call. Mm-hmm. And we are prepared to answer that call.
The Federal Reserve could make more moves soon, CBS's Jill Schlesinger reports.
Most believe that we are going to see the first rate cut at the September meeting, but with the slower than expected pace of growth, the June meeting could be a live one. We could see a cut in that month.
CBS News Brief, I'm Monica Ricks.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Local leaders say they're surprised by the Universities of Wisconsin decision to pull out of its Richland Center campus on July 1st. State Representative Katrina Shankland is on the Assembly's Colleges and Universities Committee.
Five total, five two-year campuses in a year. That's not okay. We should not accept it. And I am not seeing a statewide conversation like I would like.
Shankland speaking at a forum in Muscadet Tuesday. The disgraced former chancellor at the University of Wisconsin in La Crosse confirms that interim chancellor Betsy Morgan is moving to have him fired. The UW Board of Regents removed Gao as chancellor in December for making online pornographic videos. Since then, he's been on paid leave as a tenured faculty member. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRA News, I'm Melissa Kay. The first of several Democratic candidate forums for the 3rd Congressional District took place in Stevens Point last night. Rebecca Cook, Katrina Shankland, and Eric Wilson shared their answers to questions most in mind for many voters. On the question of Medicare for All, Eric Wilson was blunt.
Not pushing for Medicare for All is a disservice to everyone.
Katrina Shankland addressed the recent closing of rural hospitals.
We forfeited $2 billion over the last decade because of Republican inaction and dysfunction. Why is that important? That $2 billion could have been reinvested in raising Medicaid reimbursement rates, which would have kept our providers' doors open.
Rebecca Cook wants to expand Medicare to cover vision, dental, and hearing loss.
This is in contrast to Derek Van Orden, who, if you go to his website, has a one-sentence healthcare policy, which is to repeal Obamacare with nothing to replace it.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The NFL Draft tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The draft is in Detroit, runs tonight through all day Saturday. Next year, the draft will be held here in Green Bay. I asked GM Brian Gutekunst what makes his scouting department unique.
We've had a long-term process here for a long time that has not only had success here, but it's had success other places. You know, whether it goes back to Ron and Ted and, you know, putting that effort in.
The Chicago Bears unveiling a plan to build a new indoor stadium on the lakefront, not in the suburbs in Arlington. The catch is they want Illinois taxpayers to split the cost, estimated to be $4.6 billion. Baseball, the Brewers win 7-5 today over the Pirates. Milwaukee taking 2 out of 4 games in Pittsburgh. Last night in Pittsburgh, they held on to beat the Pirates 3-2. Bryce Wilson lasted until early in the fifth inning. How'd he look?
Bryce wasn't sharp. He'll be the first to tell you. Yeah, he hung in there and battled. The last inning he gave us, the fifth, was really, really important.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A high-pressure system continues to sit overhead today, keeping us happy under sunny skies and highs soaring to 60 degrees. Winds begin to get a little feisty tonight as showers and thunderstorms strike us tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 61.
Some people just know there's a better way to do things, like bundling your home and auto insurance with Allstate, or going to the grocery store for milk instead of buying your own cow. You know there's an easier and better way. Save up to 25% when you bundle home and auto with Allstate.
Bundled savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny.
I wonder what Matt Damon's mom would say when it comes to teaching science to little kids.
Wait, what? You want to know what my mom would say? All right, well, just ask her.
And there she is, Dr. Nancy Carlson Page. Welcome to Busted Pencils. Nancy, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. It's great to see you. It's great to be here.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, stop by on a TGIF edition. That's thank goodness it's Friday. Our old friend Peter Rapine from E-Bombs World stops by with a week in review. Wacky things humans do.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, home for the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this April 25th, 2024. Have your host, James J. Mayloff, here. At 3:30, we're going to welcome in our good friend Jackie Carantini from UW-Madison Extension. Looking forward to talking with her. Right now in studio, some of our favorite people, family you could consider. Stephen and Katrina Hittner from Family Natural Foods with us right now. Guys, thanks so much for being here. How are you doing?
Doing great.
Yeah.
Good.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks.
Yeah, it's great. It's a wonderful sunny day out today, and happy to be in studio with you and, you know, chat with some of our friends here on the radio.
Gets me feeling like gardening. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Where do I get those garden seeds from?
Boy, it's a good question, Stephen. Very good question.
Katrina has all the answers.
Oh, today I guess I have the answers. So we have lots of garden seeds for you here at Family Natural Foods. We're fully stocked right now.
Yeah, it's sort of prime time right now.
This is prime. You want your stuff coming now. We've got all of our potatoes right now, yeah. All of our onions, no more onion plants, sorry everyone, sold those out right away. We've got, yeah.
I had a quick question,
sure.
and I don't want to throw off because you guys come in with such a great plan, an outline that we want to get to, and I don't want to steer away from it or anything, but I noticed recently that I've seen like seeds being sold at other places that I wouldn't imagine them selling seeds.
Sure.
And I've seen them, and I've seen this my whole life, but I've never thought too much about it. But does the quality of the seed does matter, I would think, right? This isn't my wheelhouse.
Absolutely.
But it does seem like it matters the place that you purchase these from. Not every seed is the same.
Yep.
Seems pretty basic.
Yeah,
I don't mean to ask like the most basic question of all time about gardening.
No,
that's a good
question.
Teaching one too, because I think there's one of the most important things is you buy garden seeds that work for your climate zone.
Yes.
For the temperatures, the growing season, the length of the season.
Because our season is different than Northern Illinois.
Yeah, exactly. So that's an important differentiation. Mm. And we've always kind of stuck to tried and true seed varieties. Mm-hmm. And we sort of order the same things over and over. And
people a company love that. We've worked with for many years that is, Midwest company.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think there's certainly different qualities of seeds. I haven't really looked at everything out there, but again, like Katrina said, we've worked with this company from the beginning, basically. I'd have to ask my dad how far back, but I'm guessing a long, long time. Mm-hmm. Because they were kind of a Midwest specialty seed company. There's different qualities. We sell some organic seeds. I don't imagine too many other places do that.
Heirloom, which is heirloom. Different because those seeds you can potentially perpetuate again. But there is a difference in quality. And I think what makes our seeds very, very much different is that we have bulk seeds. And when you get those really beautiful, shiny packet seeds, which we have some of them, they're just more expensive because you're getting a small amount and they're more expensive. But majority of our seeds that we have, we get them in bulk, we put them into smaller containers, and it's a great price point. Like majority of your seeds you can get are 99 cents. You can get bushels of beans, or you can get bushels of carrots, and it's like 99 cents.
The packet of seeds is 99 cents. And so like Katrina's saying, for 99 cents, you can really beat inflation.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You plant, you plant $1 worth of seeds, And you're going to get probably a couple hundred dollars worth of vegetables.
Yes.
I love that. You can beat inflation. That's a great line.
That's, that's
a
really good line. Tag that. Like, that's great.
Definitely. Copyright. Take that right up.
Right now, we're all trying to beat inflation. I've been noticing it. I'm sure everybody's been noticing. I'm just like, it kind of wears you down after a while. It's going to get into my topic later about adrenal fatigue because of inflation.
Mm-hmm. No. Yes.
And everything else in the world.
Yes.
No, for real, it's always been a great way to beat inflation, to get you outside.
Get your hands in the ground and earth, like earthing, getting connected to the, we're so disconnected to what's happening around us. It's a great meditative place. Quick side note, I was getting our garden ready yesterday and my girls were out there with me. They were like, kids need to just be more like dreamy and like playing. They're like collecting dandelions, mm-hmm. making a home for a worm that they found in the dirt. But this isn't just a great example of, we need to get ourselves disconnected from these things that are not even happening in our world, mm-hmm. and be connected to the things that are right here, right in front of us. And the soil is so grounding. There is,
we literally
get like good ions from it that we're, they're helping us stay in, like, our neurological system is getting balanced from being, getting our feet in the grass more, putting our hands in the dirt and gardening. And what a bonus, like, at later in the season, you can have fresh basil that you got, you know, you've been gardening, those carrots that are going to taste better than the store-bought ones. And like Steven said, beat inflation.
Yeah.
I talk about inflammation.
Well, maybe
too
inflammation
much.
Too. Who knows? We'll find out on that one.
Yeah, I mean the amount of things you guys have at that store. I'm positive that there's stuff that will help with inflation. Yeah.
It also puts the control back into your hands. So like, if you want to eat organic, mm-hmm. even more expensive if you buy it at the grocery store, of course. You can grow your vegetables organic, so you know exactly what's going into that soil. And I think Katrina's got a great point here too. Is if you've got kids or grandkids or neighbor kids, grab them. Say, hey, let's do this planting thing. Make it a fun activity. Our dad always did that with us. Mm-hmm. That's where I learned everything I know about gardening is really from my dad, and he learned it from his dad. So you know, it's like one of these things.
Generational learning.
You pass it down,
and you don't need a big amount of space. You don't need everything. You can get a couple of like little planter boxes, or just a couple little
circle pots.
You know,
start small tomatoes and herbs.
And I would say just do it like in a sustainable, you know, just a little bit this year, do a little bit more next year, plant your favorite things you like eating, because you'll love them even more when they're fresh out of your own garden.
I think almost all of us can relate to what it's like to build something and use it and how good it feels from that.
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe you've cooked for your kids or cooked for a loved one or something like that, and how good it feels when you make that meal and they enjoy it. Mm-hmm. This is an extension of that. This is an extension of that pride that you can take, that great feeling you can take that you really can't put a name on. You really can't label. It's a different type of feeling that you only know when you do it. And being able to be a part of something like that, along with all the other great factors you guys brought up, I think is a big encouragement to people to give this a shot. And to those out there, whether you've been doing it for years or you're just starting, Family Natural Foods will help you. They love guiding and love giving you an idea of how to get started or something like that. Or maybe you've been doing it for a while and want to try something different or a new plant or something like that.
Yeah, we're here for you. Mm-hmm. So we got all the garden seeds in right now, and great time to come in and select the things you're wanting right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And another seasonal thing going off the lunar calendar now is Passover.
Yeah.
So happy Passover, James.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Please send on our regards to your mom as well.
Yeah, we'll do.
Something we decided to do this year was to carry some foods for Passover. Folks that don't know too much about Passover, it's a holiday that's really connected to specific foods, and they kind of have spiritual significance to them. Mm-hmm. I've been part of a Passover Seder, is what you call it, and it's usually in people's homes. They invited me, and as somebody who, you know, grew up Christian and knows the Christian tradition, I found learning about Passover really insightful because, as we all know, Jesus was Jewish. So, you know, in like the Last Supper, like, you know, all these things are kind of connected. So, you know, even if you're not like buying them as a Jewish individual, you can buy these foods and kind of enjoy or see kind of the reference, see where they were used in Judaism. It's kind of a cool idea. So it was something we wanted to try. We always like having different ethnic foods and trying to be available for different traditions. And we sort of saw a need in the community. I haven't looked around too much, but I'm pretty sure there's not a lot of places selling foods for Passover.
I have to do this. I have to thank you guys for carrying these products. I cannot tell you how hard it is to find anything regarding a Jewish holiday products in not only in Wisconsin, but in other states and other places. Really, even in Illinois, outside of Chicago, it can be difficult to find these things where you have a very big Jewish population.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have talked on this on the air many times. The rise of anti-Semitism in the last 20 years cannot be ignored. Mm-hmm. And so the more we can talk about these things and share these things, the better it is. The quickest way to defeat hate is knowledge and sharing that knowledge.
Oh, yeah.
I'm confused by these Jewish people. I don't understand what this holiday is. Why is their calendar so weird? What's this Passover thing? Learn about it.
Sure.
Learn a little about it. And guess what? Same as you. Same exact thing as you. Just maybe a little bit different hair. and maybe more guilt. They're the same. And the only way we defeat that stuff is areas like this, having more of these products and having more of these things. Maybe you're right, Stephen. There is not a gigantic Jewish population around here. So, you know, well, as a company, as a business, you got to think about that. I'm buying these products. I got to be able to sell these.
Yep.
I appreciate that you also consider the fact of the importance of these items and what they can do for people. And while I encourage, my mom and I will buy some of these products probably and everything, I am so excited by the idea of that average family out there wanting to try matzo ball soup or something like that.
Yep, we've got it. We've got the mix for you.
I saw it.
Yep.
Growing up, I didn't know any. I grew up in around a lot of Jewish people.
Yep.
I know anybody that loved matzo ball soup more than this Irish family I grew up next to.
Sure.
They loved it. They loved that stuff. Like, give this food a chance. Not everything you might like, but give it a try. And if you like it, that's excellent. If you don't, you get to tell people you tried something new.
Yes.
And who doesn't love being able to brag to somebody? Oh, you know what I tried? I tried this matzo ball soup.
Yeah.
I didn't be able to brag and talk about it.
And a great way to like educate the youth or your kids too, like, oh, we're gonna try something new, and this is, we don't know as much, let's bring out some books, let's go to the library, let's like dive into this more.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you go to a friend's house that is Jewish and you learn about it, and I think it's such a great opportunity just to bring more awareness. It's something we'd like to do
with other traditions and cultures.
Mm-hmm.
We've always loved learning about cultures, and like you were saying so nicely, James, is like, once you start learning about these traditions, you start to realize how complex and beautiful the world is. And I think for Christians, they can learn a lot from, some of the Jewish traditions like Passover. A lot of churches throughout the country, Christian churches I'm speaking about, will often collaborate with, Jewish rabbis or whoever to do a Passover Seder to teach, to kind of, again, like I said, it's very, it's something that Jesus did. It's part of like what the Last Supper was.
Mm-hmm.
So you can learn a lot about your own traditions. When I did Passover, I was like, whoa, I understand Christianity in a better way now, in a deeper way, a more traditional way. So yeah, and all these foods we have are like, I'd say there's some of the easiest ones. Like there is horseradish, so you either like horseradish or you don't. But that's probably the strongest food in the mix. Otherwise, we have matzah, which is like, it says on the front of the box, I love this, it says the original cracker.
Yeah.
So, crackers, so universal food. Like if you like crackers, you're going to like these.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got matzah ball soup mix. And that's like, what do they call it? The Jewish penicillin.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
So it's basically like it's chicken soup for Jewish people. And
absolutely.
It tastes as good. I actually like it better.
It's really good. It actually is really good. Yeah.
Stephen doesn't even like chicken, by the way.
Well, so that's even more interesting.
Great that you like that.
Yeah.
And you try it too.
It can be made vegetarian, which is kind of fun. But the dumplings are just so nice, like that are in there. Mm. Like, and it's really easy to make, especially with the mix we have. So I try that out. We've got some egg noodles.
Mm.
We've got grape juice. We got most of the foundational things other than maybe parsley and stuff that you'd want for a Passover. So if you're doing a Passover, if you just want to try some of these foods that Jesus ate back, a couple thousand years ago, and people have been eating for thousands of years before that, stop over. We've got them for you.
Give them a try. Keep in mind too, that anytime you're putting honey on things or using honey a lot, that is a big one for in the Jewish community as well. And so there's other, that might be a nice little bridge for you to get into some of these foods and trying some of this and that. And you can try it all at Family Natural Foods. They've got a great supply, a great great options for you over there. Be sure to check that out. Looking forward to talking with you guys about a couple of things today. I have my mind on one thing, so I'm trying to keep my keep focused on this stuff. But I know that we were going to talk as well about the presentation coming up. We've got a really good presentation coming up.
So we have a couple coming up, but the first one is going to be True Grace, which is going to be May 7th. It's a Tuesday at 5:15. And it's Brian Hall, which is the CEO of True Grace. He's the husband of Christy, who owns True Grace. And he's going to be coming and talking about like getting to the root cause of nutrient deficiencies. So really like the gaps in supporting healthy inflammation response, cardiovascular health, bone health, and stress levels. So those are, I mean, a lot of topics that pretty much everybody has an issue with one of those things. So he'll be talking just about how we're living in a world where we're just not getting the nutrients that we need and where it's not the right form for your body. They have amazing products that are very easy to absorb and digest. And so he'll be talking about how they're a little bit different than other companies and why, but really highlighting different things like mushrooms and how beneficial that is for your, you know, whether
I'm
it's
looking
your,
forward to that part.
Your heart, whether it's your inflammation, whether it's your stress or your brain. Mushrooms do so many different things. And then he'll talk about, you know, inflammation and just really nutrient dense and how their products are really different. I've never heard Brian speak. Steven's met him, but I've heard he's a phenomenal speaker. And True Grace is just a company that are doing cool things. And I just say, come and learn from him.
He's a smart guy. And he's very like articulate and sharp. When I met him, I was impressed. And they're really trying to do things in their own way. Which I think has been difficult at times. Like they have a model that they designed specifically with the inspiration of getting plastics out of the ocean. And I'm sure he'll tell that whole story. But they've really done things in their own unique way, but with a focus on foundational nutrition and top quality for sure. Great presentation. And a lot of their products are really good. And they're comparable or better than everything else on the shelf, but their prices aren't actually that much higher.
No.
Like they're right in line with other products. So they're cheaper than some, for that matter. So it's not necessarily a price thing. It's a quality thing, and that's what they're trying to bring to the market.
Absolutely. And that day, when he comes, we'll have a deeper discount for individuals. So if you buy their stuff, it's a great incentive to come specifically to learn about them, but also because there's better sales that day, too. So definitely worth coming to that one. And
that is May 7th?
May 7th at 5:15. It's a Tuesday. So May 7th, 5:15. And then we want to highlight Terry because we are so fortunate to have Terry Lemeron coming back to speak. And that is going to be Wednesday, May 29th at 5:15. This is going to be the Wednesday right after Memorial Day holiday. And so come if you haven't heard him. Please come. You'll love it. If you've heard him two times, three times, come. You're going to learn new things.
He's always got new things. There's new products. There's new innovations. I think this is going to be a little different, a little like he's got some cool new things he's cooking up.
And this presentation's focus is going to be optimal wellness and longevity.
Cool.
So really like how can we be our better selves and our healthier selves and for longevity? Like that's an important thing. How can we feel our best for a long time?
Terry's one of the godfathers of this industry.
And
knows his stuff, and he's been doing this for a very long time. And if I'm going to listen to somebody talk to me about longevity, it's Terry. That's the one I want. That's the guy I want to hear from about that
subject. He's about 86 years old, goes to work every day still, travels around the world.
Doing something right. Doing some things right over there.
I think he's got longevity figured out.
Not to mention, it's somebody who... one of the things I think I love most about Terry is he learns something, he wants you to know it. He wants to share that information. I think that's one of the greatest things, gifts we can give as human beings, is sharing information. And Terry knows some stuff, and Terry knows things that most of us wouldn't find out otherwise if he didn't share the information. It's really unique what he does. And then you tell me all this, and I can see it, I can hear it in person, and I don't even have to travel that far. I just go down the street and I go check that out. Like, that's pretty cool. It's great to have him coming to town.
I know. We're super pumped. So that'll be Wednesday, May 29th at 5:15. We'll highlight this more and more each time we talk, give you all the details. But let's get to a little adrenal health, because last time we had to cut it short.
That's true. That stressed me out a little bit.
Don't let it stress you out.
How much time do we have left, James?
I got about 5 minutes.
Five minutes. That's good. I'm not too
stressed. Calm down. It's okay, Steven.
Yeah, that's the problem, right? Like, so the adrenal glands help regulate our stress. And they play a big role in this. And if you've had, you know, a big stressful event, or you've had a long term, you know, maybe job is stressful, mm-hmm. you know, ongoing for a long time, you get adrenal burnout, you get adrenal fatigue. And it's, they found this in this article that was really interesting. It said something along the lines of, like, a lot of illnesses that don't have a good explanation are often, here it is. Adrenal insufficiency is probably the number one factor underlying many health disorders that no one has an answer for. So, you know, if you're one of those people who's like, oh, I doctors have always said, like, I don't know why you have this, or I don't know the answer. We can't.
Sick.
Yeah. Or if you just constantly kind of run down, sick, tired, chronic tired. Fatigue, mm-hmm. Fibromyalgia, those kind of chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia are great examples of mm-hmm. this, where there for the longest time, doctors have said, oh, it's in your brain. You're like, we don't have an answer for it. And even today, they still don't really have a solution for it. I think they acknowledge it's an actual condition. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it was especially common with women more than men. And we all, you know, especially all women know this, but women's health things don't really get the recognition that men's health things do.
Mm-mm.
There's a lot of things in women's health that are just a little bit brushed
over. We're not even giving women pockets. We have a lot of work to do on these fronts.
Yes,
yeah. I mean, hopefully there is more work being done on it, though.
And on a little side note to that, if a person has, if a woman has had a baby, they're going to be even more. They gave their so much more to the child,
sure.
right? Like whether it was iron, et cetera. So they're depleted. And then if you are extra stressed, I could just see that, like, it's a tumble effect with that.
Yeah,
So, I mean, that's just one part of it too.
Yep. So there's a lot of things. I'll just kind of go through a list. And if some of these make sense to you, then maybe stop in and check this product out. So these are indications that you may have adrenal fatigue. Your adrenals need support. So chronic fatigue, like we talked about, and that could be post-COVID as well. That mm-hmm. we talked about that last time on the air. I think post-COVID is probably a form of adrenal burnout.
Mm-hmm.
Muscle weakness, dizziness, weak, rigid nails, fingernails, brown spots or bronzing on the skin, especially on the shins, down by your feet. If you get hives, that's an indication. Mm. Arthritis can be. Respiratory disorders, there you go with the long COVID again. Bowel disorders, including things like constipation, that you can't really find resolutions to through, you know, maybe fiber or whatever else. Swollen ankles, especially at night. Salt craving, allergies, asthma, bronchitis. And then weakness after you get a cold or flu. Like if you just, you get a cold or flu and then you're just still tired and exhausted. Also people that tend to have adrenal issues, they tend to wake up in the middle of the night, like at midnight, sometimes have a hard time getting back to sleep. They'll crave salt or sugar a lot of times, like I said earlier. And they can be exhausted after doing exercise, where other people are maybe, you know, feeling better after doing
energized.
Exercise.
Yeah.
So that's kind of like a list, and we have these handouts. If you want to take a closer look, there is an interesting correlation with thyroid health. Sometimes these two get mixed up. So if you want to dive into that kind of overlap or confusion, we can dive into that with you too. But we kind of wanted to feature two products. There's one that Terry makes, which is really great. I think this is basically like the essential nutrients your adrenal gland needs to kind of to have support.
Yeah.
And then the last one is this adrenal health support formula, which is mostly herbal. So if you're a vegetarian, this is a great formula. That's from Gaia.
They're both great. I got to imagine that there's a lot of us that were checking things off of that list as you were saying it, Stephen. I appreciate you taking the time to go through that. So along with those people, myself is going to be showing up looking and asking more questions about this, because I think a lot of us are starting to realize, wait a minute, I've never even thought about that.
Yeah.
And something I should definitely think about. And you you can find out more over at Family Natural Foods. Thank you both so much for what you do for the community, put into the community, and hanging out with me and hanging out with our station here and stuff. We always love working with you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, James.
Encourage you to find out more about Family Natural Foods. Reach out to the gang over there at 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. You can also give them a call, 423-3120, 423-3120. Be sure to bookmark their webpage, familynaturalfoods.com. Keep up to date on all the things they're doing on social media. And buy local, support local, everybody. Thanks again, you two. Appreciate
you.
We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up right here at WFHR Locally Grown Radio.
This is Locally Grown Radio, WFHR.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a tip about how to get out of credit card debt. It's going to sound so simple, it's silly. Call your credit card company and ask them for a lower interest rate. I mean, they really will do this sometimes. Now, before you call, get your facts together. If you've been doing all the right things, you know, like paying on time every month, tell them that and ask for a lower rate. If you're going through a tough time, like unemployment, tell them your story. In most cases, they'd rather get something from you than nothing. And if they still don't budge, let them know you're thinking about leaving. Mention lower rates you've seen from other credit cards. And finally, if you really don't get anywhere with the first person you talk to, call back and, you know, try talking to somebody else. A 20-minute call could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Okay, folks, that was your Work Money Minute. For more everyday money help, go to workmoney.org. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, Locally Grown Radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. $36 million for opioid treatment in Wisconsin is being held up by one anonymous state lawmaker. The unnamed legislator is a member of the powerful Joint Finance Committee. They filed an objection to the Department of Health Services plan to spend the money. The money comes from a court settlement with four drug makers. Wisconsin high school athletes will have to wait to cash in on name, image, and likeness opportunities. Tara Rose of St. Croix Falls was one of a majority of local athletic directors who voted the idea down on Wednesday.
I do not feel equipped as an athletic director to help my student athletes and my parents navigate this rule accurately.
31 states allow college-style NIL at the high school level, including Minnesota and Illinois. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Do you want to learn how to spot storms? You can take a free basic spotter training at the Adams County Community Center on Monday, April 29th at 6:30. It's free and no registration is necessary. You can learn how to boat safely in Adams next month. The Adams County Sheriff's Office will host a Wisconsin DNR boating safety course beginning on Monday, May 20th. The first class is from 5 to 9 at the Adams County Community Center. The second class is Thursday, May 23rd from 5 to 9. You must attend both classes. You can pre-register at gowild.wi.gov. The Dick Trickle Memorial Celebration is happening in May. It will take place at the Memorial in Rudolph on Sunday, May 19th from noon to 5. This is the 10th and final celebration hosted by the committee's directors. That's May 19th from noon to 5 at 1757 Park Street in Rudolph. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
I'm Pete with a 60-second showbiz beat. The late Sam Kinison was known for outlandish behavior and pushing boundaries on stage and off. A new book about the show Married with Children reveals that Kinison actually auditioned for the part of Al Bundy. According to the book, during a season 4 guest starring role, Kinison mooned the entire cast and crew, then apologized by taking everyone out to dinner at an expensive LA restaurant. Later in the week, to make up for the fact that he was late to the set, he hired strippers to serve lunch. Kinison also apparently flashed a gun at one of the show's producers who showed up at Kinison's house, suspecting his girlfriend, who is also a friend of Kinison's, was there. In addition to Kinison's antics, the book also talks about how the series regulars were all hesitant to be cast on Fox TV's first show. The book is called Married with Children Versus the World, the inside story of the shock-com that launched Fox and changed TV comedy forever. Don't worry, the book is a faster read than its title. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A high-pressure system continues to sit overhead today, keeping us happy under sunny skies and highs soaring to 60 degrees. Winds begin to get a little feisty tonight as showers and thunderstorms strike us tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 62 degrees.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
A weather radio should be considered an important piece of your family's safety plan. It's an automated 24-hour emergency source, which is a reliable way to receive weather alerts and information about a storm, tornado, or flood in your area. And if you lose power, these radios have a battery backup. NOAA Weather Radio All Hazards Awareness Day is Wednesday, May 1st. As a Weather Ready ambassador, I suggest taking time to learn how these radios work, whether you are inside or out on your boat or camping. The Wisconsin Emergency Management website is a great place to start. Go to wem.wi.gov. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Pat Kreitlow.
Friday morning, Donald Trump's legal troubles are so numerous, we've had to add a weekly segment with a former U.S. attorney to sum it all up.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this April 25th, 2024. Have your host, James J. Maloff, here. And welcoming into the studio are our great friend, Jackie Carantini, human development and relationship educator with UW-Madison Extension Wood County. Jackie, thanks so much for being here.
You're very welcome.
Always love talking with you, Jackie. I joke with our audience all the time. I turn your mic on and get out of your way. But I really do love the interacting and the conversation we have, and especially because you take the time to focus on subjects that we don't always get a chance to in our busy lives. Today, no different. We are going to be talking about April being Financial Literacy Month, talking about protecting yourself from scams. In our pregame, you were telling me about something so exciting. I'm really looking forward to diving into this, Jackie, but This is a big topic.
It's huge. So I think it's always been huge. You and I have talked about this before, but during COVID, the amount of scams just went through the roof, like just astronomical, and then it's just kind of stayed there, right? Mm-hmm. And lots of different reasons. You know, they can pinpoint a couple different things, but, you know, it's just so many things that blow our minds, and you have to be vigilant. And I know even, you know, like in our work, we have all these different companies that train us on, you know, and we still on a weekly basis fail. Yeah. And we still, you know, are fall victim to different things because they're so creative and there's so many things that are out there. So it's definitely one of those that we want everybody, I don't care how old you are. I just had this conversation with my 19-year-old, like, Okay, please look at this. Like, you know, let's pay attention because there are just so many things. Specifically, older adults are targeted for a lot of reasons. One, because they're good. Mm-hmm. They believe in people. They believe in the good of people. And they really don't think someone's going to call them out of the blue or send them an email just to steal, you know, thousands of dollars from them. So I think that's part of it. Second piece is that you just don't know. You know, I talk a lot about most of my work, this whole section of you don't know what you don't know. Mm-hmm. So how do you even try to protect yourself if you don't even know that exists, right? Mm-hmm. Like it's, and so that happens a lot with older adults, right? So we see things point blank, black and white. I get an email or something pops up on my computer screen as I'm playing solitaire and it says, oh, your computer was hacked. Call this number. And you're like, oh, okay. Or, you know, and you're like, okay, I better do this, right? Mm-hmm. And then come to find out that the scam actually was that, right? Yeah. You know, and by the time you've already called, now they have all your personal information. Mm-hmm. They're charging you $199 to, you know, clean it, you know, but it's all a fraud. Like, That's all. Phone scams are huge. Lots of phone things. Folks are really, really good because, I mean, it's great that we live in a day and age of technology, But then it's also not great that we live in a day and age of technology, because so much stuff is out there, right? Mm-hmm. So they can get, you know, the last four digits of your social security number. They can have your account numbers. They can have, they can look up what your children's names are. So they can look up your grandchildren's names so that they can call you and make it sound so legit, mm-hmm. because they know all of this personal information, because it's all floating out there.
Yeah.
It's there. It's very, very easy for folks to do. So this is why we're talking about it. Like you said, April is Financial Awareness Month. And the federal government really wants us to hone in on identity theft, fraud, scams, just talk about it. I think that's the other thing that makes us so, you know, rampant, is that people are then ashamed mm-hmm. when they found out that they actually mm-hmm. did give someone, whether it's $100 or thousands of dollars, or lost their retirement. Mm-hmm. I have some just amazing examples. And so they don't tell people. Yeah. They don't tell their family and friends. They don't call the police department. They don't report it on their credit reports. If we get nothing else out of today, I want you to know that that's not what we want, right?
Right.
We want you, if you care about your family and friends, if you care about your neighbors, tell them, because more than likely they go through communities as they do this.
Yep.
Call the police department, report it on your for credit report. We'll talk about that in a second. But, you know, and again, just have conversations, because more than likely, if you were called, someone that you go to church with was called.
Yeah.
Someone in your family was called, because they pool the information regionally and they go through communities. So this is not something to be ashamed of. This isn't something that we don't talk about or we keep secret. The more that we can be open with it, the more you're preventing other people from making the same mistake that happened to you.
It's one of the bravest things you can do. As a kid growing up, one of the first things I remember like seeing of scams or hustling is three-card money.
Yes.
Seeing people being hustled on three-card money, losing a couple of bucks here or there or whatever. And most people had the same reaction once they got hustled. They'd walk away with their head down and not making eye contact in these things.
Yeah.
We've always kind of done that. We've always had these things happen to us and kind of reacted that way. With something like this, we're pushing our brains and our society to go a different direction.
Yeah.
And have your head up. Because for one, Jackie touched on it right away. They put a lot of effort into hustling you. They are doing what they know what you care about. And by that, I don't mean maybe the specifics of that, but hey, if you're an older person, chances are you have grandchildren.
Yes.
If you are a younger person, chances are you might have student debt or something like that. These are
taxes, IRS.
Taxes, another one right there. All of us are on laptops and computers nowadays, and oftentimes they will hit you with what you might think is a virus on your computer, and you have to call this number to get help with it or something. All of these hustles, all of them start the same, you know, in similar ways. There's something in you that tells you this doesn't feel right. There's something in your gut that's telling you it's not right. Now, that doesn't mean that it might be. Might be there is something legitimate there. But nothing that you, none of these things, if you have questions, ask.
Absolutely.
Before anything else is done.
I always tell folks, and I've seen presentations like from the police departments too, they'll say, literally, especially if it was on the phone, if it was on the computer, hang up, walk away, and then literally look up the real number and call back and say, 99% of the time, it's not legit. They're not going to call you. They're not asking for your bank account information. They're not asking for your social security number. Never give that stuff out, even if it seems completely legit. Like maybe you do have something, you're expecting something from the IRS or student loans. Still don't give out that information mm-hmm. because they are not going to contact you that way. They will not.
No.
Laws state that it has to be by mail, and so they will not. So if you do get that call, you're feeling something fishy, or maybe you're like, well, maybe it is legit. Like, they give you enough information, literally hang up the phone, look up the real number, and call them back. Call your grandchildren. Ask, you know, hey, are you something wrong? Or call your kids and say, hey, you know, is blah, 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 okay? Yeah, because they do. They make it sound so convincing, but never, ever, ever give out any information, whether it is on the phone. Computer scams is huge. You know, don't respond if it seems, not legit. Look at, who it came from. And so if it says it's from the IRS, and then you look up there and it says it's, at yahoo.com, then it's not legit. It's not legit, right? Look for spelling errors. Look for other, strange little asterisks or different numbers that might be in there that kind of throw it for a loop. But yeah, absolutely. Be vigilant. I'd rather have you on the side of the fact that it's not. And then if you do find out that, yes, it was something, but again, 99% of the time, they're not going to reach out to you. So that's huge.
Be Columbo. Yes. Be Columbo on these. Look at the details. Look for the little things here and there that might stand out. One of the things that bothers me the most about these scammers, these cowards out there, Jackie, is first and foremost, of course, taking things from people that they have hardly earned, that they have worked for and everything. That certainly hurts. But another thing that I've noticed that really bothers me, too, is the idea of so many people pulling away from technology because of the fear.
Yeah.
And it's understandable, completely understandable. But at the same time, these are people that are missing out on a lot of the joys that technology can bring, being able to see relatives from out of state and some of this other stuff. So this is another big reason why we want to help people with this. Not being aware of something, not being afraid.
Right.
I think there's a big difference there.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the other thing is that you might think you're reducing your risk, but here's the thing, folks. Even if you've never even been on a computer, you can say, I don't even own a computer. I've never owned a computer. Your information is still out there. Your information is out there. If you had your child or your grandchild or your great-grandchild Google you, I'm telling you, your information, they're going to know every place you've ever lived at. They're going to know every relative of yours. It is out there. So even if you don't think that I have, I'm not active, on the internet or whatever it is, it is still out there because that is just our society. So know that you're right. Don't shy away from the good stuff because of that, because it's out there anyways.
Yeah.
So I think one of the cool things that has really happened in the last couple of years, again, coming out of COVID, is we really have ramped up resources and a lot of resources specifically for older adults, right? Mm-hmm. So the first and foremost one you and I have talked about many, many times is I think everybody should check their free credit report.
Yeah.
Okay. First and foremost, check your credit report. Now I know some of you are immediately saying, well, no, my credit's fine. I'm not buying anything. I don't need to do it. Nope, not why I want you to check your credit report. Mm-hmm. This has nothing to do, well, it may eventually down the line affect your three-digit credit score, but I'm not talking about your three-digit credit score. I'm talking about your report.
Yeah.
So since pre-COVID, you could get one report from each of the three bureaus every year. So not a lot, right? They wanted you to check it every, 4 months.
Yeah, that was intentional, I believe. Yeah.
To see if there was any issues, to check for identity theft, to see if there was any mistakes. How often can you do it now? Do you know?
No, I don't.
Since COVID? Weekly, James.
Really?
You can get one free credit report from each of the bureaus every single week.
Excuse me a second.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Because that's how high the scams are.
Mm-hmm.
So that started during COVID, and it's kind of been extended, and now it's just indefinite. You can get a free weekly credit report. Where do you go for this? It's annual credit report. I will repeat it a couple of times. So if you want to go get a pen and a paper, I'll give you the phone number. Three ways you can do it. You can do it on the computer and you get it immediately. You can call the phone number, which is super easy too. I'll give that out in just a second. Or if you want to call me, I can give you a paper request form and then it comes back within 14 days.
Oh.
So there are super easy ways to do it. But we do encourage you to do that. First and foremost, and then I won't go into all of them, but there's six different categories in your credit report. And the first one is the one that most people skip over and they think, oh, it's not important. It's personal identifying information. Me, as far as if I'm talking to you about identity theft and fraud, that is the most important, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to ask you, it'll tell you your name. It'll tell you any aliases you ever had. So it might be James, Jim, Jimmy, whatever it is. That will all show up. It'll give any address that you've ever lived at.
Mm.
So if it says you lived in Boulder, Colorado, and you're like, yeah, no, I've never been out of Wisconsin. What does that mean?
Mm.
It means someone stole your identity.
Stole it.
Someone, and you might say, well, my credit score is fine. Nope. there, especially again in the last couple of years coming out of COVID, it's so many more things. Mm-hmm. Someone might have used your Social Security number to get insurance. Mm-hmm. Somebody might have used your Social Security number to get a job, mm-hmm. because you don't have to have that to get a job. It might have been to claim unemployment. Yeah. I probably shared this before, but a colleague in my office, him and I started the same year. So over 20 years, been around, 25 this year, actually. Nice. But he, towards the end of COVID, last fall, had gotten a thing that said his unemployment was denied. Mm. And I'm like, what? Huh. And so someone had used his Social Security number to claim unemployment. The sad part is they had gotten unemployment the year before.
Oh.
And he didn't even know it, right? Mm. So things like that. And that, again, that doesn't show up on your three-digit credit score. So if you're following your score, that doesn't correlate, right? Mm-hmm. So you can only find these things out by pulling your credit report, right?
Yes.
And then I want you to be a super sleuth detective, like you said. Be Columbo. I want you to go through every section and look for errors. Mm-hmm. On the bottom of each report, it tells you if you find errors, who to contact, and how to take steps to move forward. Other things you can do, there is a great resource from the federal government called identitytheft.gov. And it's got, again, great, it walks you through step by step what to do. So if you think that you have been the victim, again, it'll walk you through, you know, pull your credit report, see what's on. Freezes, this is something newer that has changed again since COVID. There used to be a limitation on how often, how long you could put a freeze on your credit. That has all been lifted, right? Mm-hmm. So there's no fees for it anymore. You can put it on and take it off. And it's, a lot of times for older adults, we recommend you put on a freeze. Mm-hmm. If you're not looking at making a major purchase, if you're not buying a car or a house or anything like that, and you don't think you're going to need your credit, put a freeze on. It's not going to hurt anything. Mm-hmm. And then if you do decide that you want to take it off, like, okay, I hit a deer and I do need to, you know, get a different car. It takes 1 hour for it to be good. Unfrozen, mm-hmm. right? So you have access to it fairly quickly when you do the unfreeze. Mm-hmm. So, especially if you're like, oh, I don't know, I can't be vigilant on all this stuff. It's too much for me. Look into putting a freeze on, because that is definitely very easy. And then that does protect you from someone trying to open an account or accessing credit in your name. Mm-hmm. So that's definitely something, again, a resource that has come out since COVID that is great. You might have still be thinking some of the old laws, like, oh, no, there were fees for it, or, you know, there were limitations on how many times you could do it. And like, yeah, no, that's all changed right now. So that might be something you might consider is looking into. Well, maybe I'll just put a freeze on it because I don't plan on doing anything, you know, anytime soon. And then that way I don't have to worry about as much and, you know, trying to be thinking about it. So that's really, really helpful.
Hmm. We're speaking with Jackie Carantini from UW Madison Extension. And Jackie, that website that you had mentioned there, and we were talking about in our pregame a little bit. It's a really unique site. Or have you mentioned it yet?
No, I didn't get to that one. So the two that I talked about so far. No, you're good. Yeah. So annual credit report is where we can get our free credit report. That one is the only one, everybody, that is backed by the government, okay? Mm-hmm. And you can do it three ways. It's annualcreditreport.com. You can call the 1-800 number. So if you got your pens and pencils out, I'll give you the 1-800 number. It's 877-322-8228. I'm going to do it one more time. This is annualcreditreport.com. It's 877-322-8228. So that's to get your free credit report. And like I said, you could do it three ways. You can either go on the computer, you can call the 1-800 number, or you can request a form and it'll just be mailed to you. The second one I mentioned is identitytheft.gov. Mm. So that is the federal government. They have some, again, great toolkits, step-by-step guides. So if you're just thinking, this is overwhelming, I don't know where to start, identitytheft.gov has some great things for you. It walks you through step by step what you need to do. Great checklists. It's really helpful. Mm-hmm. The third one that I didn't mention yet that is new for me that I thought is fantastic is AARP. Mm-hmm. So some of you may be members of AARP. You might have just resources that you're like, oh, I see it. You know, I don't know. Maybe I'm not involved too much, right? Oh my gosh, you guys, they have great stuff for scams. So one of the things that's new that I personally had not seen before is you can actually put in your area code And then you put in like so many miles. So I put in my home area code and then I put in 200 miles and it actually shows a map. And then all you can either put reported by AARP members or you can put reported by law enforcement. And then it'll bring up all the scams that have been filed. So I just did this year. So I did from January 1st until April 25th. And you guys, there's a map, and James will attest.
It's so cool.
It's all, you know, dotted all over the state of all the scams. If you're nerdy like me, super cool because it's visual. You can see mm-hmm. it. The other thing is you can actually then pull up those scams, and people put in what it was, right? You know, they call and say that I have money and I need to give them my info so they can send it to me. Received an email claiming to come from Social Security saying my Social Security number was suspended because of suspicious and illegal activity during an investigation. Gave a case ID number and a PDF attachment of the notice. I didn't open it, but they told me how I should respond and move forward, mm-hmm. right? Publishers Clearinghouse. Here's one. Girl contacted me, got my number off of Facebook, and started a very lengthy conversation like she actually knew me. Mm-hmm. She wanted to meet up, then requested money for gas to get there, PayPal and gift cards.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep,
so I page upon page upon page, you guys, of different scams that people have actually reported. So again, if you're not sure if something is and you got some free time, go to the AARP website and pull this up because there, again, you can just read through what are some of these other scams that folks have mm-hmm. Reported. So you're like, oh yeah, that's, you know, that was suspicious, or yeah, that looks really good.
There's some relatability for, I think, a lot of people on those. Also, some great knowledge to give you a heads up of some things that if they may come down the pipe, you know, yeah. So to keep an eye out for.
That was exactly what my thought process was when I was reading them. Is like, oh, yeah. Because, again, I know them, but there are still so many things, like, I just can't imagine, right? Like, you just don't even know. Lastly, before we end today, I want to talk about two of the most common that are targeted mm-hmm. are by hackers, and I'll say why in a second, are Social Security mm-hmm. and veterans, mm-hmm. okay? Can you guess why Social Security and vets would be the two most targeted for scammers?
I have some thoughts, but yeah.
For hackers, because it's the federal government. Mm-hmm. And so mm-hmm. if you are a hacker, to be able to hack in to any federal government site is like the cream of the crop.
Right,
it gives you clout and it
yes.
makes you a better hacker.
Mm-hmm.
So they are constantly being hacked. Mm. So if you happen to be a vet or you are getting Social Security, I do encourage you to be vigilant. Pull your credit report, check, because you might have had your identity stolen and you didn't even know it.
Mm-hmm.
And again, remember, it doesn't always correlate to showing up on your credit score, mm-hmm. because they could use your identity for other things. But yes, constantly. Constantly. So those, if you are receiving any kind of federal benefits connected to the federal government, I need you to be super vigilant because they are the most frequently hacked. And so they're very, very targeted. So it's nothing that you did as a person or you were not, you know, like I didn't mm-hmm. even follow. It's just that you have a target on your back because you're connected through the government. And that irritates a lot of people, right?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
our veterans gave up and did so much
so
for
much.
Us, like they should not be targeted, but yeah, and it doesn't make a difference like how old you are or whether we're talking about, you know, recent events or someone who was, you know, a Vietnam vet. It's still the same access. It's in the same database. So
yeah.
I do need you to check on that. Again, the best start is to use the annual credit report.
Yeah.
Pull your free credit report. We do encourage you to pull from all three bureaus. So there's Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion, because each of them shows a little bit different information.
Yeah.
So, and again, they're all free and you mm-hmm. can do them weekly. So, if you think you've been a victim, we do recommend you pull them and pull them all at once. If you are not and you're just trying to be vigilant, we still use our campaign is the double digits. So 2266-1010. So that 3 times a year quarterly, still pull them up and just check, you know, just get a random check. So.
Always appreciate the time and the conversation, Jackie. We just never have enough of it. If people have follow-up questions, want to know more about some of what we talked about today, how can they get in touch with you?
Yeah, so you can contact me at the Extension office. So Jackie, and our number is 715-421-8444. 37. I forgot my own phone number. And again, it's annualcreditreport.com. Or like I said, there's some AARP. If you just go to the AARP website, there's some great resources.
Looking forward to talking again real soon, Jackie. Say hi to all the Extension family for us.
I will do that.
We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks.
We'll have more Midday Magazine for you tomorrow right here at WFHR, Locally Grown Radio.
You're listening to Locally Grown Radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on Air.
Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we'll do some recombobulating with Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area, then all things entertainment with Matt Miller. Make sure you join us.
Matt Nair on Air, weekday mornings at 10. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
When you have a fully funded, privatized voucher system, Heather, help us out.
Wisconsin has made a choice to disinvest from the public good and put money into a wholly unaccountable system and just let their political cronies laugh all the way to the bank while our kids pay the price.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny, weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is Locally Grown Radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Protests are escalating at USC, where school officials just announced they're canceling its big graduation ceremony next month. The school shut down its main campus in Southern California yesterday over protests and criticism over canceled student speakers.